This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're ripping through this week, Jesus Christ. It was a long day yesterday, man. I was out there tearing down the building, the pole barn, and getting the goddamn skid steer out and going over to help a buddy out. And yeah, and I'm a slow kid, so... You understand, it's nothing's easy for me.
On the hotline right now, Bobcat Goldthwait, and we're both, Bobcat and I, are so proud of each other that he figured out the math to do the time to call us at the correct time. we were laughing off there because he said, leave the math up to me, and I said, I'll definitely leave it up to you because I don't want to get caught up in that.
Is it 3:30? 2:30?
I don't know.
But he's in Ireland.
But he's outside Dublin, yeah.
All right.
Born May 26th in Syracuse, New York, our next guest started his stand-up career while still in his teens, making a name for himself as one of the most unique performers in the business. He starred in his own comedy specials, as well as in such films as Police Academy, One Crazy Summer, Scrooged, Shakes the Clown, and many more, as well as building a career as a director. And October 31st through November 2nd, you can see him live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome comedy legend and friend of the show, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bobcat Goldthwait, how are you, brother?
I'm great. I'm calling you from Ireland. But, you know, what did you knock down?
So I had big hail damage. I got a 30 by 40 metal building out there, and the roof went up, and it wasn't right, so we had to tear it back off again and start over again.
Back when I had the property in Illinois, I had this barn that I had for a while, and it was really old, but I had put on it the Gein family and a really nice old looking sign, and there's this barn of the Gein family, and my neighbor goes, oh, you know, there was and they stopped talking.
If you ever get to Vegas and see that Zach Bagans haunted museum, he's collected so much stuff, but he has the Ed Gein cauldron. The actual one is in one of the rooms. He actually has the cauldron he used to boil their skin off with.
Oh. Well, you know, he had a hobby. He liked crafts.
Yeah.
I moved to Ireland. I mean, I'm still, you know, I'll have dual citizenship, but I'm in Ireland now.
You're living there. Did you sell? You sold your land.
Yeah, well, I went through a breakup at the beginning of the year.
I'm sorry.
And then, thanks. And it was the 8 years. And then the short version of this is I was dating a woman 10 years ago. We lived together briefly. And she wanted kids, and we broke up. So after this breakup, I called her up, and I said, you still want kids? And she said, no. And I go, okay, you single? She said, yeah. And I was like, where are you?
That's great.
She said, Morocco. So I flew to Morocco. And then a couple of months later, we were driving my ducks from Illinois to Los Angeles. And we got married. I eloped. And the ducks were in the wedding, actually.
That's great. So who's
bow ties on the ducks?
Oh, who's got custody of the ducks now?
I do. My ex did not a big fan of the duck, and I was like, I think, you know, just out of fairness, you should have Laverne and Shirley. And her face started twitching like she was stroking out, like, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, I lost one of mine to a fox. And so it was Chuck and Larry. And so that was awful. But poor Chuck, he was all by himself out on the pond, and he never stopped looking for Larry. Like, it was the saddest thing. So a couple days in, I reached out to my friend at Shy38, and she said she ran into you.
Yeah.
And had a duck. I got a message from her. She's like, you'll never believe the duck connection. Because then I said, look, can you please take, you know, Larry, will you take him out to your place where there's other ducks? And he lives great out there, and we try to help them out whenever we can. So he's got a great place to live. But, yeah, she was super in love with the idea that you guys shared the duck love.
This is insane. So Laverne passed away recently. So Shirley has been looking for Laverne.
Oh,
like walking around looking. So right now, Shirley's being driven. I'm in Ireland. Shirley's being driven out to a duck sanctuary to meet a duck that I'm possibly adopting.
Good.
So that's so weird. Because, yeah, I had a duck that got so sick when the partner passed away that it eventually died. It was so lonely. So
social, man. They love it. You understand? Like, so I started out, I didn't know all this, right? Like, I'm new to the whole duck world. I got a couple girls and a couple boys. And what it turned into was the one bigger guy just started banging the two girls, and he just pushed the other guy out. So I was like, all right, we got to separate this. So the two girls went to the sanctuary the first, and they're super happy. And then immediately those two dudes were the best friends you've ever seen in your life. And I'm like, oh my God, if there's ever been an illustration of humanity.
Well, I brought Laverne and Shirley in because they were fighting, and the vet goes, this is a toxic lesbian relationship. you need to separate them. So we were sneaking the ducks to these really nice hotels while we drove across the country.
Oh, it's great.
And we have cages, and then we're putting them in the bathtub. And
yep.
So Pollyanna's my new wife, but we're not married yet, but she's on the car cleaning, Four Seasons, she's cleaning duck crap off a rug.
Keep her.
And I go, isn't this weird? This cage has two doors, and this cage only has one door. And she looks up while she's cleaning the crap off the floor and goes, yeah, that's what's weird. So we ran up, got married. Right now, today, yesterday, we're moving into this. We got a little thatched house out in the woods, in Ireland. But we went to Disney World for a quick honeymoon, and Pollyanna's on that, the Walking Dead. So
right.
She was on that show. She played a character called Jadis. So every 20 feet, it's like people recognize her from the Walking Dead. And 3.5 days, I don't get recognized once. And if you go to Disney World, they have the Chinese theater. My feet are in the concrete. So I actually take my shoes off and I'm like, wow, look at this. My feet fit perfectly in the cement here. Isn't that weird? Oh, what a coincidence. And this guy comes up, are you Bobcat Goldthwait? I'm like, would you give me some peace? No, I almost tackled him. I'm like, yeah, I am. I take a picture with him. And then I muttered, I didn't realize I was this guy, but I was like, yeah, about time.
Dude, well, I love this, man. And I love the fact that you, you're grabbing another duck, and you guys find your place in Ireland. What, is it just outside of Dublin?
Yeah. So it's in the south. I'm not far from the sea in this new place, so it's pretty nice.
Dude, it's wonderful. Like, I've been through there and spent time in Dublin. And I remember the first time I was there and I walked by the Bruxell Bar and I didn't realize that's where the Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy statue was. And I just happened to turn the corner and it shocked me. I actually got tears in my eyes because I'm such a Thin Lizzy fan. I walk into the bar. I go down to the basement where they used to play. There's a cavern down there, like an old beer cooler type thing, you know, stone one. And his mom is in there signing books about her son. And I sat with her for 30 minutes and she told me Phil Lynott stories.
Wow. You know, I'm old enough. I actually got to see them live with Phil. And I can't remember. They opened up for somebody who's not around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where where they blew him off the stage. Oh man, who was it? I think it was that. Do you remember Angel? They were the anti-Kiss.
Greg Giuffrida. Yes.
So they had a little hard time following them.
Oh my God! By the way, if you don't, every once in a while, I'll go back and find another record I forgot about or just haven't listened to in 20 years, and I realized they're genius. They were always genius. His voice was genius. His tone was genius. Everything about him was genius.
Yeah. It was a great show, but it's pretty funny the shows that I saw when I look back that I at the time, you know, it was a big deal, but now I'm like, man, I'm really lucky.
Right.
It was like we were talking off the air because, like, you know, I toured with Nirvana. And so I had the best seat in the house for like 16, 17 shows. I was just standing there on the stage and I didn't realize I was so obviously on the stage. And then one day I went out to the soundboard. I was like, oh, people just saw me all night. I looked like an idiot. At least I was enjoying myself.
Well, that was 93, right? Like, so, I mean, that was even in my estimation, like the purest, most untouched version of Nirvana. Like it was still, I think everybody was having fun still.
It was crazy too, because like, you know, those shows were like, I watched all the shows because they were never the same. It was really that kind of thing where you truly felt like anything could happen on stage. It was that. So that's why I was watching it all the time. It was so fun. But yeah, Kurt had met me in this is a town outside of Detroit, Ann Arbor. So they had made Bleach, and he liked my stand-up, which I found out recently. Grohl was talking about how they only had my album and an album by Divine, and they would play that over and over in this apartment.
That's fantastic.
And so Kurt wanted to meet me, so he interviewed me at this college radio station, and then and he gave me a copy of Bleach. I remember listening to Bleach in the rental car going, man, rock and roll sucks because these guys are good. And, you know, you'll probably never hear from them again. And then a year and a half later, I'm opening for him, getting hit with Bibles and M80s are going off on my head.
Yeah, dude, I remember Greg, he came in and he had a Sliver with him. And we were listening to that when it first came out. And then, you know, stuff like Bleach. And you're just like, who in the hell? What in the goddamn? You know, because we were all tuned into like East and West Coast punk rock, not this thing that was happening in North California. So you're like, what in the goddamn is happening up there? And
yeah, it was some kind of weird like greenhouse, you know. That wasn't really touched by anybody or anything. But yeah, so I mean, so I toured and I had some really, it was pretty fun and pretty crazy stories. I remember one night. We were like, it was almost like a motel, but it was two stories, but it was more a motel. And Grohl and I were on the railings outside. I don't think I've ever told this story. We're on the railings outside of the windows, but we could crawl all, you know, we're like kind of climbing across. And it was fun. You'd spook, tap on the windows, and people would be like, ah!
So, right.
So I remember we're coming up to Kurt and Courtney's room, and we're like, oh, what's this going to be? And then we get to the window and we look at it and they're sitting on the edge of the bed having tea, watching television. it's like punk rock.
Right. Right. Dude, Chris Novoselic, the first time we met him, Greg and I, we were brand new on an AM 1030 metal station that was syndicated. And we're just brand new. We don't know anything. We start to talk to him on the phone. He gives us his phone number. And every once in a while, we would call him. And I'll bet that phone number was good for 2 years. And he was always nice, always incredibly nice.
He was just, in fact, I saw him right after I went through a breakup, and he was like, do you want to, you can come live in one of my farms. I'm like, how many farms do you have? he bought up his block, so he's got a spare farm. I go, well, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. That was before I moved back to L.A., but, you know, it's funny, I did an interview the other day, you know, and it was for the BBC, and they're like, why are you moving to Ireland? I was like, America got too great. It just got too great. I can't handle how great it's getting. It's just too great. It's so
the embarrassment of greatness. That's right. That's right.
The embarrassment of greatness.
Bobcat, you're rolling. You're coming to come. I want to make sure I get this. I realize we've been talking. I'm not even telling people. You're coming in October 31st through the 2nd at the Comedy Club of KC. You're back in KC through Halloween through the 2nd. But man, if people, if they only understood, this is your chance to see Bobcat. And to me, it's your purest form, man. You are so free of the trappings of LA in the sense of, man, you just know to do you, to do what makes you laugh, to take people on that journey. And you've been doing this for a number of years now. You've found real freedom with yourself.
Yeah, I think it's funny. It's just like sometimes, you know, if you read a comment, people will say, you know, you're losing your fans when you do X, Y, and Z. It's like, I've never been interested in a fan base. I'm sorry. That's not the most commercial thing to say. But, you know, I've always kind of done what interests me. You know, I go make my small movies and I tour. It's really good. I remember saying to my daughter, I don't make a living making movies. I make a living so I can keep making my movies. You know,
That's right.
So, you know, we're working on some new scripts and just hanging out here in Ireland, which every conversation with the Irish starts with, oh, let me tell you. And I'm going, oh, this is going to be a while. I'll tell you something. I go, I know you are planning it. I know you are.
Man, if you get a chance, and I believe your wife, Pollyanna, she may have been born in Scotland, right?
Yeah, she's from Edinburgh, yeah.
Best New Year's Eve party in the world. If you've not done Hogmanay.
Oh, my God. Yes, Hogmanay is insane. Ugh, it's insane.
The best.
It's like, and I'm like, well, this could never happen in the States. This is like 1,000 lawsuits.
The Viking to torch walk I've done, hammered on whiskey.
Yeah. People just with torches. We're setting each other's hair on fire. Definitely.
Yes.
I saw a guy light a guy's head on fire.
It's real.
They pounded each other in guilt, and they were wearing them correctly, so it's just balls all over the place.
and then
smash cut. I see those guys like about an hour later, same guys with their arms around each other. That is goblin. So crazy. It's so fun. And then they have like bands playing. Yeah, Hogmanay it's the best 4th of July. I mean, best New Year's Eve party. And I don't know why people don't know about it.
No, it's incredible. I've done it twice now because at the first time we were so blown away by how wonderful it was. I had to go back. And you're right. And the people in Scotland are great and it's friendly. And you're right. It's arms around each other. And there's something wonderful about just all of that region, man, from Ireland, even into England. I was lucky enough to go over and see AC/DC at Wembley a month ago. And what struck me, Bobcat, was the joy that came out of that concert, 80, 90,000 people, arms around each other, strangers, like one big beer-laden sing-along, and people are hopping, and the joy from 8 to 80, you don't see it here. We just don't view it that way. But, man, there it was, I mean, tears in your eyes, beautiful.
I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously, there's going to be, you know, dicks everywhere, but it is definitely, I don't know, Nick. I can't explain it. There's a little more tolerance towards each other. I'm still being in the United States. I mean, I'll be touring, you know, half the year or so. So I'll back and forth.
You know what I think it is? And because my mom's from England. And when I was a little kid, we lived there. And we were pretty poor. I mean, we lived in tenements when we were kids. And Pollyanna will tell you this. Like, I'm sure she remembers. There was a time in England that if you were poor, you lived in an apartment and you had to put money, coins, in a machine if you wanted heat or water or lights.
Wow.
And
wow,
that's where we lived. But there's a working class mentality that's there that reminds me of the best parts of America. Like, you know, they know that they're going to work in factories. They're going to have a hard life and a hard job. So when there is joy, when there's friendship, when there's camaraderie, they grab it with both hands and they go with it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that that's the weird part, you know, the middle class, the working class is kind of disappearing, you know, and that that's a really sad thing.
Yeah. No,
you know, my dad was a sheet metal worker, but he still could afford, you know, to, you know, hang out with his buddies, and we'd all go by a lake and they'd drink beer. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if the average working class person can even do that. You know?
Right. No, it's true, man. If you're just joining the show, by the way, Bobcat's back with us. And it's been so long. I got so much stuff I feel like I want to get caught up with. Like, I didn't realize you had moved. I thought you were on vacation in Ireland and running amok. But I think there's such a romantic notion to the idea of doing that, like of leaving the comfort zone of what we know is what we've lived in all our lives, and just trying it for a while, just to see, to immerse yourself in that culture, that world, and because everything is different. It's, yes, they speak English, but I don't care. Culturally, it is all different if you pay attention, man. There's another, different way.
God, yeah. It's like, it's definitely, yeah, it's all different, but I'm so far I'm enjoying it. People have been very open. They don't, they do kind of laugh when you say you're from the United States because they want to know if you're from Canada or United States.
Yeah, it can get weird.
I go, but they're, it's been pretty good. It's actually really good. And our home is crazy. It was built in 1840. And it has like a thatched roof. And it's really funny because it was built when people were my height, not Pollyanna's. So I look like Bilbo Baggins. I go in there fine. And there's like four doors that she's got to dodge it when she goes through.
And you think about what he just said, man. His house is 180 years old. Like you go, think about what we're talking about here, man. That's crazy. And it is weird because it's not unusual, by the way, to go through that country and walk through a building that old. It's interesting, man. So you're going to, do you think it's forever or do you think it's for a while?
Definitely for a while because, you know, just bought a place. So, but we'll see how it goes. You know, I was forever working on a musical with Ray Davis of the Kinks. So
excellent.
Now that I'm back here in the UK, I think I'll try to get that going again. Cause the problem was, I just wasn't over here. So I think that I'll try to get that going. So
I, in Kansas City, watched Ray Davies and Dave Davies punch each other in the face at a concert when I was like 15 years old at Starlight Amphitheater.
I love Ray. He's one of the most interesting groups of people I've ever met.
I bet.
I love, like, we were walking down the street and this woman comes up and she's probably, she's at least my age, if not Ray's. She goes, "Oh, I'm the biggest fan," and Ray's kind of a flirt and he smiles, "Oh, thanks." And then she goes, "When I was a little girl," and Ray goes, "I'm going to ask you to stop talking."
That's right.
I was like, I wish.
Let's not do that. Yeah. Man, I can't wait to see you, man. I hope we get a chance to catch up with each other here in Kansas City.
Yeah, well,
man.
I'll be there 3 days. So let's grab a meal. It'd be great.
Absolutely, man. You know what? And if you have time, we'll run out and I'll squire you about Disgraceland and show you, just because you get it, man. Like at whenever I follow through with your Instagram, whenever you would show pictures of everything, I was always like, oh, dude, he so understands the whole thing. And the duck thing, of course, cinched it for me.
The duck thing is really crazy. We just had like a 10-minute serious conversation about ducks. It's like, yes. Darren Bobcat, I mentioned they're real hardcore. Yeah, so, you know, they got really upset when the other one passed away.
I can't wait to see you, Bobcat. He's going to be here October 31st, 3 days. Get your tickets. I'll see you soon, brother. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.